Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler, and I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. With us today is James McNamara, principal in our tax group at BDO USA. James is back to give us an update on some upcoming changes to tax rules that may have retail implications. James, glad to have you back on the show.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Natalie.
So I know everybody's wondering what's going to happen. I know that there's some tax rules that are expiring shortly. Are any of these relevant for retailers?
Well, I think about this in two different areas. So under the current law, under the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, most of those provisions that are expiring really relate more to individual tax and some other taxes. From a retail perspective, from a business perspective, I think probably the more significant one is the phase out of the expensing, the bonus depreciation rules, expensing of capital assets. Those continue to be phased out. It'll be at 60% for 2024, 60% deduction for capital assets in 2024, and will continue to be phased out. That's really the single most important change or phase out of the 2017 Tax Act. Now, and we have a number of proposals out there, two significant proposals out there, one on the Republican side, one on the Democrat side, that I think retail companies should be thinking about, looking at both plans and how they'll be impacted by either plan.
Got it. So if these rules, these tax changes, are set to expire in 2025, what should retailers start thinking about? When should they start thinking about this?
Well, certainly with respect to the phase out of capital improvement projects, I think they really need to be looking at their capital improvement plans. Retailers thinking about opening new stores or significant remodels should probably think about how their tax liability could be impacted in 2024, 2025, and beyond, to understand how their tax U.S. tax liability could be impacted by that.
So as we head into November, any other advice for retailers that you may have? As you know, there's lots of questions up in the air. Any thoughts you're willing to share?
Well, yeah, I feel like I go through this every 4 years, obviously. We think about this in terms of anytime we have, especially a new candidate, but our new administration coming in with a tax plan that's out there, we really try to be thoughtful about, again, how will my clients be impacted by the proposed changes? So on the one hand, under the Republican plan, it's being talked about the corporate rate being as low as possibly 15%. It's been talked about that there could be significant tariffs imposed on imports. While under the Democrat plan, it's been talked about that the corporate tax rate could go up. Earnings made outside the U.S. for multinational companies could be, there could be an increase in the overall effective tax rate for that. So it's just going through, as we continue to learn about each individual tax plan, working through those details to the specifics of each individual company. That's what my advice would be.
Well, it sounds like regardless of how things turn out in November, we're going to be revisiting and reviewing lots of changes. So thank you very much for that, James. And if you found this episode interesting and insightful, be sure to share this with your friends and colleagues. And don't forget to tune in next week so you can stay in the know. Thank you and have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.